Welcome to the Global Minority Report, where we bring you the latest news about the assault on Western Christian civilization. In a world where the traditional values of our ancestors are under attack, and the deeply rooted Christian man or woman are in the minority, it is time to hold up the banner of Jesus Christ with bravery and courage. Your hosts for the program are Pastor Thomas Robb and Mrs. Rachel Pendergraft. They are sending out a warning and serving as watchmen on the wall, but also bringing a message of hope and deliverance. Thank you, and enjoy the program.
Trodden down and sore oppressed by wicked tyranny, the king's demands were leading them astray. But our father's prayers were heard, the Almighty sent.
Thank you for that introduction. This is Pastor Thomas Robb, pastor of the Christian Revival Center, located just outside of Harrison, Arkansas. Did you know that America was founded as a Christian nation? I know that we have been told by the secular humanists and by preachers who don't know any better that America was founded as a nation for religious freedom. Well, that is not exactly true. Right now, listen to this wonderful song, No King But King Jesus.
Trodden down and sore oppressed by wicked tyranny, the king's demands were leading them astray. But our father's prayers were heard, the Almighty sent his word. The time had come, they'd have to stand and say, no king but Jesus. They shouted out the battle cry, no king but Jesus. They proudly raised his standard high, no king but Jesus. Trusting in his powerful right hand, in his army they did stand, no king but Jesus. On our properties, and what we earn, taking food from our children's mouths. You see, he violates the law, his pride forgoes his fall. It's time we tell this king the truth and say, no king but Jesus. We'll boldly sound the battle cry, no king but Jesus. We'll proudly raise his standard, I know King but Jesus. Trusting in his powerful right hand, in his army we will stand, no king but Jesus. No king but Jesus. We'll boldly sound the battle cry, no king but Jesus. We'll proudly raise his standard, I know King but Jesus. Trusting in his but Jesus. In his army I will stand, no king but Jesus.
Because of our national folly, our nation is facing some very serious consequences. We will either regain our Christian personality, or we as a nation will be lost, perhaps forever. But so many Christians are afraid to talk about the many serious issues we face, and their children are going to pay a dear price because Christians won't stand up for their liberty. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked bears rule, the people mourn, unquote. How many Christians respond to this challenge? How Christians, rather, respond to this challenge facing America will determine whether or not we rejoice or we mourn. Based on what this scripture says, I can only conclude that today we are a nation ruled over by wicked men. I don't want to offend you, but I am simply looking at what the Bible says. When righteous people rule the nation, we are happy, blessed, and we prosper. But when wicked men rule, we become miserable and we mourn. Do you think America today is a nation rejoicing or a nation that is mourning? Let's look at the fact. The fact is fear grips the nation today. People are fearful about the economy, fearful about their jobs, fearful about their savings, fearful about health care, fearful about the flood of aliens coming into the nation, fearful about the kind of teaching their children get in school, fearful about the morality of our nation, fearful about the homosexual march through the nation, fearful about the war in Iraq, fearful about nuclear weapons in North Korea or Pakistan. My friends, our nation lives in fear. Western civilization appears to be dying before their eyes. The face of America has changed over the past 40 years. America no longer looks like it did 40 years ago. When America looks in the mirror, it sees a different image. Ever since the Hart-Celler Immigration Bill was signed into law by Lyndon Johnson on October 3, 1965, we have seen America change from a nation that shared common values, language, religious faith, and heritage into a nation that has no common purpose or personality. Every time we add people to our nation who are not of the founding people, we weaken America. No one knows what the American identity is anymore. It is similar to a person who has a dual personality. We understand that this person is unstable. They are weak. And they are, as they say, a train wreck. The same can be said of our nation. A nation becomes strong or weak because of or depending on the kind of people who live within the nation. Because of the flood of aliens into America, we are quickly becoming a nation of competing ethnic groups. We must forget this foolishness that people magically become an American simply because they cross an invisible line in the earth or because they raise their hand and take some oath making them a citizen. We have millions of competing aliens in our nation today, many of whom want to feed in the government pig pen. This has caused division in our national character. We no longer even know what our national character is. We are like a man trying to balance two, three, or four girlfriends all at the same time. It will catch up to him. Our nation is like a man who's spinning plates and he runs back and forth trying to keep all the plates in the air. Our nation, without Christ, is spinning out of control. Isaiah speaks to us today just as he did to our ancient Israel ancestors when he said, "You are doomed. You're a sinful nation. You're a corrupt and evil people. Your sins drag you down. You have rejected the Lord, the Holy God of Israel, and have turned your backs on Him." Unquote. Our nation was founded as a Christian nation. In fact, every one of the original 13 colonies mandated that those who would hold public office had to confess a belief in Jesus Christ. Do you believe that the laws of each of these 13 colonies would be recognized today? Of course not. Today, they'll be called unconstitutional. In fact, many of the spoken and written words of Thomas Jefferson and Patrick Henry, James Adams, George Washington, John Adams, and others would be considered unlawful today and would require a federal investigation. We would be told we cannot embrace Christianity as a nation because it would offend the aliens. John Adams, signer of the Declaration of Independence, signer of the Bill of Rights, and second president of the United States, said this, quote, "The general principles on which the fathers achieved independence were the general principles of Christianity," unquote. Listen to this. He's saying Christianity is what gave our nation its power. It was allowed us to, as a nation, to grow and become an independent republic. Let me finish his quote. It says, I will avow then that I believe and now believe that those general principles of Christianity are as eternal and as immutable as the existence and attributes of God, unquote. He said that they are eternal, they are immutable. Our nation needs those principles today. Without Jesus Christ in the center of our national life, focused in the center of our national life, without Jesus Christ as a focus of our nation, my friend, is doomed.
Trodden down and sore oppressed by wicked tyranny, the king's demands were leading them astray. But our father's prayers were heard, the Almighty sent his word. The time had come, they'd have to stand and say, no king but Jesus. They shouted out the battle cry, no king but Jesus. They proudly raised his standard high, no king but Jesus. Trusting in his powerful right.
This is Pastor Thomas Robb. Are you interested in prophecy? Are you concerned about what has happened to our nation? Why hasn't the church been able to stop the death of America? Our nation and culture is committing hysterical suicide, and yet there are very few who are willing to tell you what you need to know. Did you know that the Bible actually tells us that the Christian church is the tool that Satan will use to put the Antichrist into power? Is that hard to believe? Let me say that again. The Christian church will be used by Satan to put the Antichrist into power. You find that hard to believe? How can that be, you might ask? You need to read my new book titled, The Last Church. There's no charge for this book. These offerings are made available to you by those who are not ashamed to love and embrace our faith, heritage, and culture. Write to Global Minority Report for your free copy of The Last Church. Write to Post Office Box 354, Bergman, Arkansas, 72615. That's Bergman, B like Bobby, E-R-G-M-A-N, Arkansas, 72615. Your help to keep this broadcast on the air is appreciated.
You've been listening to the Global Minority Report, coming to you from the Christian Revival Center in Northwest Arkansas. For a sample copy of the Torch newsletter published by Thomas Robb Ministries, please write to P.O. Box 354, Bergman, Arkansas, 72615. You can also check out our website, www.globalminorityreport.com. This broadcast is made possible by your tithes and offerings. Thank you again for listening, and remember, the Bible says to love your God and to love your people.